Okay, testing. Yes, we're back. Thank you all for joining us right now for the continuation of our Sunday school on the Ten Commandments. As you learned before, the first four commandments that we study about was mostly vertical, right? With our relationship to God. Now, this fifth commandment, we're going to be dealing horizontal relationship now. The relationship between ourselves. And, you know, we're starting with, first, honor thy parents, the one we're going to be looking at. We're going to, you know, God wants us to tell us how we should honor our parents. You see, there are benefits to this commandment for both parents and children. In this fifth commandment, in the eyes of the Lord, no aged person is useless in the kingdom of God. The second table of the law begins with a person's relationship toward his or her parents. This is a deliberate, for in dealing with the parent, the commandment focuses on the smallest unit of society, the family, fundamental to all social relationship and structure. But this commandment focuses on the home and natural parents. Now, of all the other commandments listed in the book, honor thy father and mother is the first to include a promise. God loved us in this command by showing us how to live together in close family units, which will in turn affect every relationship outside of our home. A father said to his son, "Be careful where you walk." The son responded, "You be careful. I walk in your footsteps." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for the opportunity to come before you once again and to study your word, Lord. Lord, we pray that everything that is said here today is from you and not from us. Help us to go through this fifth commandment, Lord, and teach us what you want us to teach us. We ask, O Lord, that you give us ears and hearts that are discerning and attentive. Father, we ask, O Lord, that you be in our midst as we study this your commandment. We ask for your blessed presence here today in thy precious name. Amen. Now, I'm going to be, I forgot my notes at home, believe it or not. There's always something when I come to up to this podium. But we're going to be looking at 4 points. Respect the authority God has given to your parents. That's point number one. Point number two, remember your responsibility to bring joy to those who give you life. Point number three, remember to demonstrate honorable parenting. And point number four, reflect the Savior who honored his mother and father perfectly. Would someone turn to Deuteronomy 5? I need a volunteer to read 5:16. Right. Thank you, Saul. You see, this command comes with a tag and a promise. The tag on this command reminds us that these commands come to us from God. It's not a commandment from Moses, who was, at the time of receiving this commandment, was old and was looking for someone to take care of him. God is the source of this order. The promise was for Israel is for a long life and prosperity in the promised land if they obey this commandment. Wasn't like the prosperity preachers preach today. If Israel now, let me ask a question. What would happen if Israel didn't follow this commandment? Anyone? Exactly. There's also a severe punishment for disobeying this commandment and disobeying parental authority. We see that grave punishment followed disobedience against parents throughout the Old Testament. I need the next volunteer to turn to Exodus 21, 15 and 17 and read it for me. Exodus 21. Correct. The term curses may mean dishonor or revile, and like refer to one wishes for parent to no longer exist. You know, you may think that this is easy, but for some people, honoring their parents is very difficult. Think about what happened in the old days. There's a term called korban. Pastor Paul probably know about it, where, you know, you will take everything that you have and dedicate it to God so that you won't have the responsibility of taking care of your parents. That was called korban. Jesus was annoyed of the Pharisees because of that, because he said they were making the word of God null and void for doing that. You see, korban is a gift partly designated for the Lord, so forbidden, and it is forbidden for any other use. Jesus referred to some persons who mistakenly and deliberately avoid giving needed care to their parents by declaring as a korban any money or good that could otherwise be used to provide care for them. Thus, what began as a religious act of offering eventually functioned as a curse, denying benefit to one's own parent. Jesus was so angry with the Pharisees because of the tradition, they allowed the breaking of this commandment. This commandment is so important, guys, to God. He placed it first in order of importance to the horizontal commandment dealing with relationships, and is the first one given after the vertical commandment. Could someone turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, 3. I'm sorry. Ephesians 6, 1, reach 1, 2, and 3 for me, a volunteer. Go ahead. What that means? It means we should look up to those whom God has placed over us and treat them with honor, obedience, and gratefulness. That's why the family is so important in God's economy. If children are taught to respect their parents, if parents are not taught to respect their parents but allowed to get away with disobeying and dishonoring them, later in life they will rebel against valid forms of authority. If they disobey their parents, they will disobey the law of the state. If they do not respect their parents, they will not respect teachers, those who possess unusual wisdom, elected officials, and others. And most importantly, if they do not honor their parents, they will not honor God. So in part of this command, there's a need for discipline also. Discipline your children. Remember that there was a movie, if you remember a movie a long time ago, called Stand By Me. I may be showing my age a little bit by saying this. You remember what happened there? These kids were so bad that they sent them to the school, and the principal, Joe Clark, true story in New Jersey. And he talked about this. We expect, you know, others to take care of our kids when our kids are so bad. We fail to teach them discipline. Then we send them to the school, and then the school fails to teach them the discipline that they need because the school is fed up, because our hands are tied in the school. So what happened in the movie, that he asked them to say, listen, tell the teachers, put your hands up, right? And he said, this is what the kids are going to be facing when they graduate from school. They'll be like this. And today it's true. It's turning out to be true. One other thing too. Honoring our parents is a sort of training ground for honoring God. As children, we learn to obey commands, even commands we do not understand sometimes while we were growing up. As children, we learn to be respectful of authority. As children, we learn to trust that others know more than us, even when we are disappointed. All these lessons in the Bible come out of the right relationship with our parents. We have a responsibility for them as they grow old, and especially if they lose their ability to live independently. Now, one of the things that, you know, if you work in a hospital, like I did, and going to be doing, one of the busiest time of the year is Thanksgiving and Christmas. Not because people are getting sicker. Yes, we have the flu season. But we have a term in the hospital that we call, Marvel may know about this, granny dumping. What happened when the holiday comes around, people don't want to take care of their aged parents, aged grandparents, and they will take them to the emergency room and leave them. After the holidays are over, they will come back and pick them up. Now it's difficult to do that, but that's what they used to do back then. So this is one of the things that, you know, people don't want to take care of their own responsibility. You know, parents raise us up. And we should, in turn, follow this commandment. It's very important to take care of them also. Now, I know, you know, it's complicated. I know some parents are not honorable, but we must follow God's word. We must honor them. Some parents may be bad, and we know that. We read the papers. We see it. Some parents, you know, did some really heinous things, but we got to do what God said to do. God then said, honor your parents only if, you know, only if they behave like this, only if they have this certain type of car. He said, honor your parents so that your days, the land that he gave you, it's going to be long. Families are complicated, and a relation between children and their parents is one of the life's greatest mysteries. We typically view mothers and fathers as responsible for their child. What do we do when an adult son or daughter must assume responsibility for their elderly parent? Caring for an elderly parent, aging parent, can involve decisions and burdens that we frankly wish we didn't have to carry. What if they become unsafe to drive? I know many people had to face with that. But if they insist on continuing to drive, we may need to take the keys from them or even report them to authorities. Would you want to do that? What if they're unable to live alone? We may need to move in our home or to nursing facilities. What if they no longer manage money? And this is a big one here. We may need to step in and take control over that, and they may resist against these things. Worse yet, what if they don't recognize their need for help? They may resist, and you may have to go to the court and declare them legally incompetent. And you know they're not going to like that. You see, others face painful behavioral problems from parents who can no longer seem to control their behavior or words, but who can seems to be reasoned with. Honoring your parents is bigger than simply obedience. One can obey with a bad attitude. Honor requires the right attitude. Even when our parents are wrong or ask us to do things that are wrong, we can still honor them with a humble attitude, even though we cannot obey their commands. My question here today: how does seeing this command to honor your parents make you take your job as a parent more seriously? Anyone?
I think, you know, I kind of struggled with this because
Correct. Okay, anyone else? I know of other people who did that too. Anyone else? Go ahead, Marvin. Definitely. Paul. Amen. You know, one of the things too, this is a tough thing for certain people. Certain people have problems with their parent. They're not honorable. But if you forgive them, you don't have to forgive them and be with them together for them to put you in that type of attitude. You could forgive them and be at a distance. 1 second. You know, you could forgive them and be at a distance. You don't have to be, you know, with them so that they could trigger your anger and these things. So, you know, it's some people are struggling with this right now, and I know that for sure. I never struggle with that, and now that I'm putting myself on the spot. But while doing this study, I asked myself, could I have done more for my parents? My dad died going on 2 years ago. And I asked myself, could I have done more for my dad?
What I was going to say is that, you know, we have parents that, like you said, some who may not have been honorable. But I think what we need to separate is, I use it a different term, separating the office from the person. And so honoring them for being your parents.
Yes.
But you don't have to honor them. Things that they did or didn't do.
Correct.
And so that, I think distinguishing that, it's honoring the office, honoring that they're your parents, and that also means not dishonoring them. So often what I see sometimes, and it disturbs me, is when people trash their parents to me. And immediately when people do that, the red flag goes up.
Right. You know, I think we did mention that. You said even when our parents are wrong, or ask us to do things that are wrong, we can still honor them with a humble attitude, even though we cannot obey their commands. And that's what, you know, I think you were trying to say. Okay. How does this do more than make you feel powerful, this honoring and this gospel? I think that's a tough question, right? How does this do more than make you feel powerful? Continuing the same question, it's one question with three parts. The first part is how does seeing this command to honor your parents make you take your job as a parent more seriously? How does this do more than make you feel powerful? Yes. Amen. Really?
So I honor them both. My father was a workaholic, so we didn't have much time, but when he did, it was good time. My mother
Very good.
I think if I'm understanding your question correctly, it's as a parent, understanding this commandment is not just exerting power or authority.
Correct.
For the sake of authority.
No.
But recognizing that with that authority comes a certain level of responsibility.
Correct.
And I think, you know, I grew up in a home where if my father said something, it didn't matter if it was right or wrong, it's, I'm your father.
So
I'm gonna do what I say.
Amen.
I'm not saying to dishonor him. God forgive me. I'm going to stick it in my foot in my mouth. But that's the way I grew up. I grew up in a home where my mother and father, I'm your parents, and that's it. You do what I say. End of story. My parents didn't have the gospel. I mean, most of us have that. And I think as me growing up, it's a challenge to say, I can't just simply tell my kids, I'm your father. Do what I say.
Right.
And exert my power over them, lord myself over them. I have to realize that I'm expected to be a shepherd, to be a godly example to my kids, to be honorable so that my children would honor me, not out of fear, but out of love and respect.
I guess you haven't gotten the whys.
Huh?
You haven't gotten the why.
Oh, I get them every day. I get them all day long, every day. And it's, you know, a month ago, my goddaughter asked me to ask somebody who I had a very close friendship with, who is no longer in my life.
Right.
This came in the context of, I want to see you get married, you deserve to be loved. And she wanted to know what happened with this person that was in my life and was very persistent. And I chose to let that. Rather than, oh, you're a kid, this is none of your business, I chose to let that be a teaching moment about how I need to set boundaries.
Correct. You know, one of the things, you know, parenting, we didn't, when we have kids, we didn't have a book about parenting. Yes, there's a lot of books in the store and everything else. So sometimes, you know, you go by how you feel sometimes. And if you, like Bob said, if you don't have the gospel, maybe some of those things that Bob said, you're going to do. I think I was tempted to say that too to my kids. You know, not my first two kids, these two. You know, I'm tempted to say that, you know, because I said it, because I said so. And they could vote for that.
Next question. What is the difference between simple obedience and honoring? Sometimes, you know, you're talking and your mouth get dry sometimes. Twist the words in. Okay, what is the difference between simply obedience and honoring?
Correct. How about obeying because God said, command me to, you know. Paul? Yes. That's what Bob was saying. Yeah. Anyone else? Go ahead, Anuel. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, too. Carlton, you had your hands up? Between honoring and obey. Correct. Okay, very good. Now, this is my final question in this section. If you still honor your parents' authority, how can honoring them help you to better follow God? I hear an echo there. That's if you still honor your parents' authority, how can honoring them help you to better follow God? Pastor Paul. Anyone else? If you remember what I said, I try to put the answers in my opening statement. Honoring your parents is a training ground for you to honor God. And you see, we miss that sometime. Okay? Now, my point number two. Remember your responsibility to bring joy. We talked about joy last week, right? To bring joy to those who give you life. I need a volunteer to read Proverbs 23, verses 22 to 25. Proverbs 23, 22 through 25. Exactly. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she's old. We would do well to listen to our father because he have a lifetime of experience that we could learn to avoid committing the same mistakes or sins. They are not to despise their mother even when she's old. This is just what the Pharisees and many today in our society are doing. Like I said, the granny dumping and the korban, you know, where they give the money and their time to God and forsaking their parents. So this is what Jesus was angry about in Mark 7, I think. This is also something that I see when I visit nursing homes. The residents always say, "Where's my son? Where's my daughter? You know, are you a lawyer?" You know, things like that I would get from nursing home patients. It's like we are in a tossed-away generation. When our parents get old, we just toss them aside and continue with our life. Is this godly? Are we honoring God by doing this? And these are the things we have to think about. You see, some people feel that they have outlived their usefulness. Our past president think that, you know, they taught that at a certain age, people don't need medical care. God is the one who should telling us that. You know, if you remember, I'm not political, but if you remember, in the Obama administration, they were talking about cutting off health care. Once you reach a certain age, like in Russia and those places, you know, who's us to say that, okay, you reach the end of life? God should be the one that dictating that. We should appreciate them when they're older. We have a responsible for them as they grow old, and especially if they lose their ability to live independently. Our choices can bring joy or grief to our parents. Just as God delights in our obedience and is grieved by our disobedience, parents delight when we obey and our grief when we rebel. Honor brings delight, but foolishness brings heartache. In Proverbs 10:1, a wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish son is sorrow to his mother.
Pastor Paul. China with us. Let them know who he is. And I recommend a few nursing homes. His wife is angry right now because every one of those nursing homes that he went to, they destroy him. End up with amputation and everything else. And I feel so bad when I'm speaking to her because every time I recommend the next one, something else happened here. And I'm thinking that I shouldn't be recommending. But it's grieving for me to see what's going on in there. And I'm going to be working tomorrow in a nursing home. Yes. Correct.
God of work, the God of possessions, the God of
Correct. Go ahead, Anya. Well, like we said before, you know, we got, as Christians, we got to do what God commands us to do. Yes, our parents may not be honorable. We don't have to do what they say, but we could still honor them.
I just want to say this, the only caveat here is, I don't think we should misunderstand, think that in all cases, nurses putting your family member in a nursing home is bad.
Correct.
There are some cases where, depending on the health of your parent, you may not have the resources and the ability to take care of them. And so, you know, I think to just label anyone as putting their parents in a nursing home is dishonoring their parents, I think would be wrong. I think there are cases where it's absolutely necessary, and we have to discern the difference. On the other hand, I think there are some cases where we could care for our parents. It's not exceedingly difficult, but there's a lack of honor and lack of love. So we have to discern the difference.
Well, there's discernment. That's the difference. That make a whole lot of difference. Yeah. Right. And see, she raised a good point there.
Yeah.
That, you know, we're not talking of those people, the parents. You know, it's okay to put them in a nursing home, like Bob said. But are you going to be there, visit them? Don't put them there and just forget about them. That's what we're talking about, forgetting about them in that place. Like we were commenting on this verse, 1 Timothy 5:8, this verse paints a strong picture of how important it is for us to show a godly heart by caring for our family, if possible. In all parent-child relationships, we have the opportunity to honor Christ. We should care for them as needed. The Lord intended that respect for our parents lead to his blessing. We are perhaps most tempted to dishonor our parents during this period in life. When we're describing what it means to be a mature adult, consequently, the transition to adulthood is the most important time to involve our parents in our life because they know better. To honor them and to trust the blessing that attaches itself to obedience to God's word. Now, my questions. What do you need to do as a parent to better raise your child in God's ways? Did you raise your hand? Oh, you. Yes. I thought you meant like that. And one step further,
yeah.
Even how you treat your spouse,
yes.
Your kids could learn from that.
Yes.
Pastor Paul.
I just want to say two words, by example.
By example. Amen. Amen to that. Anyone else? Okay. Next question. What are some ways that you can honor your parents now, today? Don't tell me this message hasn't touched you. Don't tell me that you all are honoring your parents the right way, godly way. Come on, guys. Thank you, Sylvana. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else? Amen. Amen.
Cemetery and the mom. I always get sad, like, you know, when I go to the cemetery, I see certain gravestones are just forgotten.
Thank you. Amen. And you know, Anne-Marie just touched on something. Nobody's perfect, you know. And like I said before, as I was preparing, mind you, I prepared a month ago, and we had to cancel. But as I was preparing, I asked myself that question. Could I have done more for my dad? And my mom is still alive, thank God. She's in London. I was looking forward to going and spend some time with her, but I just got a job, so I had to cancel that. But I'm asking myself these questions. Could I have done something more with my dad? And it's important to me, because my dad is no longer here. Remember that what if question? What if I had known? What if he was still here? You know, we have to think like that. Some of the other things that we could do, we could speak kindly about them. Like Pastor Paul and Bob said earlier, don't talk to people about your peers, how bad they are. You know, Bob and me, we sit down and talk with people, and you should hear some of the stuff that comes out sometime. Someone read Ephesians 4:29 for me. Amen. Someone said, mentioned time. Show, you know, make time for them. Do you feel your duty is done with the Sunday afternoon phone call? Remember what we learned last week. Love is patient and kind. It's not irritable or resentful. We could give more time to our parents. Let them into your life. I know some parents are nosy. I know, because I'm a parent, and I know. Let them share your highs and lows. Let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. Proverbs 23:25. Do not share your disrespect. I'm sorry. Do not share your deepest intimacy with others, but never open up to your parents. Jesus warned about this in Matthew 15:4-6. We should also provide for them. If anyone does not provide for his relative, like we read in 1 Timothy 5:8, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever, as Bob just mentioned. And now we come to the point number three. Remember to demonstrate honorable parenting. We're talking about the parents now. Parents should teach their kids the ways of the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:4-9. Parents should discipline their kids. Proverbs 3:12-13. Parents should provide for them. Matthew 7:9-11. As long as a child is living under his or her parents' authority, he or she is to obey. Thus, an adult living at home is still under his or her parents' authority. So some of you adults, if you're still living under your parents' authority, you still have to obey. Parents also have the responsibility to raise their own children in God's way. Parents are responsible to teach their children the word of God. Parents are responsible to discipline their children. Parents shall respond not to harm their children, but to provide for their children. The Bible says, train up a child the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. It says, discipline your son while there is hope. Do not set your heart on his destruction. Proverbs 19:18. I'm getting like Paul Fry with all these verses. You see what you taught me, Pastor Paul? Pastor Paul, we spent 4 years together, Bible study, every Wednesday night. Yes. Amen. You know, there was a study done a few years ago. Must always honor. Sorry. In one sense, children must always honor their parents in giving them due respect and consideration. despite deficiencies. But in another sense, they cannot fully honor one who's dishonorable. For example, a drunken, irresponsible, shameless person, or a sorry excuse for a dad. Since they can fully honor and obey one who is devout, honest, hardworking, faithful, compassionate, and wise, the fifth commandment encourages all who are parents to be like that. Are the children in our lives seeing us model respect for those in authority over us? Are the children in our lives seeing us model respect for those in authority over us? Question. Okay, no one is taking that up. I know it's getting a little late. Okay. Okay. If children learn respect in their homes, they will be able to respect other people in authority. You see, we mistakenly believe that if we give respect to those in position of authority because they have earned it. But respect cannot be based solely on personal or professional qualifications. Respect is based on the position that God has given that person. Think of David in 1 Samuel 26. Where he spared Saul's life. Yet again, David knew that God had appointed him as the next king over Israel. He also knew that Saul was out to murder him. Yet when David had the perfect opportunity and encouragement to kill Saul, what was his response? David submitted, even at the risk of losing his life, to the authority of God, the authority God had placed over him. Your family has been established by God. You are placed in your family by him. Families are established by God to be those nearest and dearest to us. This commandment is placed even before marital faithfulness, because what child can respect his spouse if he never learned how respect is supposed to work within a home? Point number four, last point. I know you guys want to go, but sorry. No, the question was so much, that's why. Reflect the Savior who honored his mother and father perfectly. That is found in John 19. All through scriptures, we see that God used very imperfect parents to accomplish his plans. Jesus' death is a sacrifice for all of the sins of all of God's children. Jesus' blood can cover our failures as parents and as children. Jesus' sacrifice can also make it so that we can seek the forgiveness of those we have wronged and offer forgiveness to those who have wronged us. What is one parenting mistake that you could confess to your children and seek their forgiveness? Don't answer. Think about that. What is one failure as a child that you might confess to your parents, if possible, and seek their forgiveness? Once again, think about that. Don't answer. Conclusion. The fifth commandment isn't easy, and it doesn't come without a cost. And yet, above all other, it's a payoff. It pointed out explicitly, there is a promise here as nowhere else. It will go well for you when you do this. We are reminded of that precisely because God wants to reiterate that these commandments are ultimately calls away from false path and towards the way of flourishing. See, God doesn't want to put a damper on your party or hinder your health. God wants to redirect you away from your presumption, your self-direction, and he wants to point you to a way of flourishing, a way of blessing, a better way. And unto that end, he gives you authority not perfect figures who won't fail and will always get it right, but those who will provide for you and those through whom God has will govern and guide your path. So we honor the fifth commandment and care for our parents, listening to their wisdom, sacrificing for their well-being. We do so ultimately not because of them, but because of our Heavenly Father, to whom we entrust ourselves and from whom we look for all good things. Amen? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you once again that as we are in this house, your house, Lord, and we learn from you today, we thank you for all aspects of the ministry today, from the preaching, the singing, the worship session, Lord, and even the Bible study, this Sunday school, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, and ask you to keep us safe until we meet again next week or next Wednesday. In thy precious name we pray. Have your way with our hearts and our lives and our mind. Let people see you in us, O Lord Jesus, we ask. Forgive us for our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you and we praise you always in thy precious name. Amen.